Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Thursday night opener against Kansas City.
Good to see everybody. Appreciate you being here. We're looking forward to the game. And preparation is essentially finished as far as the main on-the-field work. But we'll be working right up until game time to be ready to try to put our best foot forward. What questions do you have?
John, you've had so many battles against Derrick Henry.
What's up with the sport coat?
It's a game.
It's
a
game.
I've got
TV. What do you have today?
Oh, you have TV.
Jameson has TV.
I'm so surprised.
It's an opportunity to prove all the pundits wrong. People who say you're a radio guy, you know, you have a face for TV. You're a good-looking guy. Got a new haircut too.
I do. Yeah.
Looking sharp. Nice.
Sharp.
You clean up well.
Thank you. Well, you've had so many battles against Derrick Henry over the years. How's it going to feel though to have him kind of in your back in game action?
It's going to feel great to have Derrick Henry on our side. It's going to be a wonderful thing. Looking forward to it. Well, you really do have to account for it, Todd. I mean, nobody does it like Patrick Mahomes does it in terms of, I'm not talking about the level of it, I'm talking about the style of it. He is his own guy in terms of the way he plays. How quick the ball comes out on the get it outs and how long he'll take as long as necessary to try to find a completion or a scramble run on the ones that aren't out fast. So that's his skill. He's great at it. I think their offensive line, their passing game, everything is built around his skill set that way. They've done a great job of that. And that's one of the biggest reasons that they're as successful as they are.
John, why was it important to sell the decals for Jody Jacoby? Why was that important? Because I know you said that the season you're dedicating to them, but to have that decal on the helmet.
Right. Well, it's a great question. You know, why is it important to honor and remember Jacoby and Jody with the helmet decal? And really, it comes back to what's the most important thing. And we do have a lot of great conversations here about games and expectations and what went right and what went wrong and how you're going to defend this player or that player. And all that stuff is what we do. But it's not who we do it with, really. And the reason is because the who we do it with, whether it's in our job or our family life, our friends, just our walk through life, who we do it with is really the thing. And then what we do about the people, for the people, with the people that we do it with. And so what an opportunity to remember, honor, love two people that we were with, you know, all those years. So, and then I think the biggest reminder of that to me is I look at that helmet decal, it's a reminder to remember the people that you're doing it with now, you know, your family, your friends, your coworkers, even your competitors you're competing against, you know, to make the most of these moments, because our time on this earth is short, man. It's short-lived. Life is short. You know, run to the ball. It's a flicker. We're grass that burns up in the daytime sun, and it's what you do between those two dates that matter. So, I think it's kind of a reminder of all that kind of stuff.
John, especially with Joe D, it's still so fresh for all you guys. How have you seen guys kind of work through what guys are going through to kind of get to the business of football, and how intermingled are the group and the work right now?
Right. Well, you know, it's things happen but time still keeps moving on. You know, I always talk to the guys about going to the ocean and sitting on the beach, you know, and sit on the beach. Some people think it's boring. I think it's fascinating to sit on the beach and just watch the waves come in, because they don't stop. They don't stop. Sometimes they're kind of calm and nice and fun and warm and inviting. And other times they get a little rough, you know, and there's storms and they come in one after another and they're high and they can be dangerous. But that's kind of a time analogy, that those waves just keep coming, man. So you just got to keep swimming. You got to keep at it. So I think that's what our guys have done. They acknowledge, you know, the people that they loved. They remember them and they keep going, you know, and that's what you have to do.
Away from the season opener. I mean, is there any carryover, do you feel, from that game going?
Oh, there's always carryover, absolutely. I mean, there's carryover for both teams. There's carryover strategically. There's carryover for the individual battles that guys are going to have that are still on the team. One thing always leads to the next. You know, one wave leads to the next wave. And these two waves happen to be coming right after the other one. So that's an interesting thing. It's a storyline, but, you know, it's part of it for sure.
What are your kind of emotions or anxiety? Obviously, you know, week one every year, I'm sure you're anxious to get going. But when is it different when it's against a Kansas City first game, prime time, all of that? Does that, what is that day leading up to the, all of that?
I'm not going to try to downplay it, but I don't want you to think it's different either. I mean, it's always this way. It's always, there's always, it's not anxiety. The word we use is tension. There's always tension because you want to go out and do well. And if you want to be strong, if you want to be successful, it's like a bridge, you know, like a bridge, hanging bridge. What are those called? Suspension, a suspension bridge, right? Those cables, they have tension to hold that bridge up there and keep everybody safe. There's tension. When you're lifting weights, there's tension in your arms, in your muscles. There's got to be tension. So guys are going to be tense. They're going to be locked in. They're going to be focused. You feel that way. And it's the first game, so it adds to that. But beyond that, there's not anxiety. There's no fear at all. There's excitement to go play the game.
John, what do you notice from some of these rookie guys that are about to play their first regular season game, real game? Yeah. Even Trey Simpson, who's about to get a start for the first time in this level for the remainder of the season. Have you felt like you had to say anything to these guys?
They're ready to go. I think we say something to them every day and how we operate, you know, and how we play and how we teach and how they practice. And they'll stand on that going into this game just like all the guys will. And they'll just trust their fundamentals and trust their training, trust their talent, you know, trust the fact that they've been working their whole life. The thing we want to do is you make a decision going into any game or any career. You make a decision about how you're going to do it. Like, you know what's going to come in front of you. You know what challenges you're going to have. It's like, okay, ahead of time you decide if this happens, this is how I'm going to respond, you know. So if I'm rushing the passer and the ball gets out quick, what am I going to do? Am I going to go look and see and decide if I need to chase the ball? Or have I already decided I'm going to put a foot in the ground and go chase the ball? You already make that decision. So that's how our guys are thinking.
All right.
All set? Great, thanks.